Hi you guys, welcome to an extra recording that goes with the emotional pillar, where I'd like to talk to you about the alchemical process. Okay, so the hormones, the glands, and the emotions are in constant conversation. The three work together by looping continuously. So maybe the loop begins that we feel a certain way, and the glands respond to how we feel by releasing hormones. And the hormones initiate chemical changes within the body, literally changing us on a cellular level. And then we feel a certain way again, but this time from a new loop. And the glands respond in a new way by releasing hormones. And the hormones initiate different chemical changes, changing the body again on a cellular level. So we can see how the emotions initiate change within the body that is constantly looping. Hormonal and glandular changes and physical changes and emotional changes, then glandular changes, then hormonal changes, and on it goes. And the emotions emerge partially through the human soul, but also through experiencing the world. And our emotions influence our hormones and then create actual physical change. This change has been known for millennia in sort of spiritual traditions as inner alchemy. And we all go through many small alchemical processes or inner alchemical processes during the course of every single day. And some of those alchemical processes are barely noticeable to us. However, there are times when our soul will initiate the alchemical process. It's not necessarily anything to do with what is going on around us. There are times when our soul will initiate a physical and a spiritual shift. And when this happens, when our soul takes charge, I call this being on your knees. You will know it, lovelies. I call it a personal pralaya, a personal dissolution, a breaking down to break through. And when this happens, when your soul initiates the alchemical process, you'll know about it. You won't be able to do anything within that. And this happened to me in the switchover from the physical to the emotional pillar, which is what sort of prompted me to talk about it, really, just in case it happens to you. So, lovelies. The first thing I noticed was glandular tenderness, or my glands came up in my throat. And I fell to my knees, not literally, but figuratively, or emotionally I did. Or I got to the end of my tether with everything. I got to the end of my rope. And as I was thinking about this and thinking that phrase came in, I thought, actually, I love that phrase because it does imply that when we get to the end of our tether, we're becoming free. We know, we can feel it. We're becoming untethered. So my glands came up, like I had like a left side, huge like golf ball under my jaw, as my glands were listening to the instruction of my soul. And my soul was basically saying, you know, purify before the next bit. Let's create a little bit of cellular change before we go into the emotional body. Let's purify whatever it was, and I don't know what it was, purify that from the physical. And my body responded to that message with the chemistry of life. basically my hormones went crazy and I entered the alchemical process, and I'm 4 days later now, and it was crazy. But again, lovelies, we see the physical and the spiritual worlds interacting, because we see how the spiritual world is initiating this physical hormonal shift. So I say this in case this is going on with you, but how will you know? How do you know what it feels like? Well, my guess is you guys would have done this plenty of times already, but maybe not consciously. So I thought I would attempt to write down how I felt while I was in the process. I couldn't do it on the first day. I couldn't do anything. The second day, I thought, oh, what does this feel like? So this is what I wrote. I wrote, if my chakras were pots and pans, they are randomly banged. And the noise is both piercing and deafening. There are felt sensations of sound causing my body to wince. And my breath doesn't seem to satisfy me properly. My heart is pounding. It's impossible to think, even though my mind won't rest. And the body is simultaneously wanting to move, like I wanted to run or to punish the feelings out of me through physical exercise, whilst also feeling frozen in a corner. So literally, you're just not happy wherever you are. Unable to function normally wherever you are. Just, for me, wanting to be left completely alone. And I wrote this, please put me in that nice, quiet, padded cell now. And for me, that would have been the perfect environment on that day. Things that usually would set you off are really heightened when you're in this state. So watch your Chiron. For me, I felt invaded by other people. I felt projections upon me. I felt a sense of being intruded upon or judged or misunderstood. All very Chiron in Aries. I felt my weak spots were all exposed. I was vulnerable to attack. And everyone and everything's coming out of the woodwork, ready to take advantage of the chink in the armor. And for me, I just get super fire, like, come on then, type energy comes on. But that's Aries and power plays, you know. And I wrote here, I would laugh, but it hurts too much. Yeah. So obviously, you guys, if you want me to run over your Chiron again with you, just drop me a quick, howdy-doody and I'll get into it with you. But I think most of you are pretty good at your own Chirons by now. Anyway, I continued to write, I need to draw away, leave me alone. I consciously need to withdraw. I'm way too wounded and defensive to interact. I'm like a cornered animal, literally dangerous to stay away. I didn't know where to go with it. There was a massive sense of fight or flight. My nervous system felt like it was wired into like a nuclear power plant or the national grid or something. Just really uncomfortable, just too much energy in my nervous system. And I was shaking, physically shaking pretty much all day. And like I said, my glands were up in my throat. Sound was hurting. My words hurt. So that's like my ears, my clairaudient channel, magnified, oversensitive. Heart chakra, super sensitive. Thymus gland, super sensitive. Pineal gland, the organizing like principle in my head, completely offline. So I've written here, utter overwhelm. Chaos AD, everything, everywhere, all at once. Literally, I'm literally just sitting in a corner all day. And there is a song that came to mind on the second day of my last pradaya. And I'll put a link to it. I always think of, I always think Chaos AD. That's where I'm at with it. And you will laugh when you hear the song, but that's how it felt. And it's not like when your soul initiates an emotional shift, it's not like feeling your emotions in a normal way. It's like they all come in at once and they literally mix together. So if you were, if it was a painting, it would be that horrible, like, bile green brown sludge of too many colors at once, sort of. So all the colors become indistinct and the emotions become almost unreadable, and you literally you want to crawl out of your own skin. And there is heat and there are hormones involved. Just take a moment. Now this, lovelies, is the alchemical process. So when alchemy is happening, when spiritual alchemy is happening, your physical pot is being stirred and you are being boiled inside your own body. So you won't be able to articulate it. You probably won't be able to sit still for long. All of your normal functions will go sort of temporarily offline, and no one will want to come near you. If you start attributing blame when you're in this state, or start projecting it onto other people and other things, you're going to fall out with the whole world. If you try to work it out, you'll most likely get it wrong. And if you share it, it's really unlikely that anyone's going to understand it. More likely they'll think there's something, there's some mental issue with you. I think this is something that has happened forever, as particularly with women. You know, particularly with women, we're so tuned into the emotional body that the alchemical process is particularly strong for us. And I think this is like over sort of time immemorial, where you've got women being kind of labelled as mad just because they completely lose the plot from time to time. But I see it a different way now. I think, you know, your soul is trying to shift your body. And all you need to do, lovelies, is excuse yourself and just sit in it. It really helps to know the alchemy is running. So sometimes I'll take myself, I'm lucky because I've got my loft space, so I'll take myself away and I'll paint, or I'll draw, or I'll pretend I'm reading, or I'll just sit down and close my eyes and put some music on, or I'll just go for a walk on my own, or just get away from it all as best I can. Because at this time you're in personal pralaya, you're meant to be alone, there's dissolution, the emotional body is running full steam ahead to break down the old patterns that are ready to go, that your soul is saying, we don't need that anymore. So just try to go with it. Because although this feels terrible, remember this is an opportunity. And as soon as you've got language for this, it's not so hard. As soon as you can say, you know, I'm in the alchemical process, or I'm in my inner alchemy, or my soul is initiating physical change through my emotional body. As soon as you can do that, you know, it gets easier, and you've got more, a little tiny space in yourself to remember that actually this is a good thing. This is a good thing. I don't think I remembered it was a good thing. With all the experience that I've got with this, it's intense. It's an opportunity, because in pralaya, or in dissolution, or in the alchemical process, you go into the void. And when you're in the void, you're in the you're closest to the goddess. And now is the time that you can speak directly to her. Maybe you can't speak, maybe you just be with her and let her teach you. You know, she is literally inviting you into the void. She's saying, try time to break it down so you can break through. And on day two, or maybe day three of this, I found myself in a yoga practice, sitting there with the goddess, just saying, you know, please give me more strength. Please give me more strength. Please give me more strength. And I felt so connected to her. It was very beautiful, much more so than I probably would usually. Okay. So I think it's worth mentioning all of this. So the next time that you are in your own personal alchemical process and your soul is initiating an emotional and physical change, that you, an emotional process for physical change, for cellular change, you might recognize it. Maybe you'll listen to this recording. Maybe you could download it for those times. For me, I can't be around anyone. I feel like I'm being literally broken apart, and I don't know what caused it or why it feels so bad. I don't even know it's a phase of initiation. Sometimes I'm just in it. But it is a phase of initiation, and a phase that I think all women will recognize for the reasons I explained, and that few men can cope with, because if you're in a male body, you just don't have the same sort of access to your emotions, partially because of through conditioning, but partially because women are much more connected to the earth, and through that much more connected to the moon, much more connected to the emotional process. Yeah, that's not to say that men don't do this. They just they do it differently. Yeah, they do it differently, and I think a lot of the time, men evolve emotionally alongside whatever women they're living with. It sort of happens through osmosis in a way. Is that the right word? It's like, yeah. Yeah, so it is just you at this point of personal pralaya, at this point of breaking down to break through, at this point in the emotional process that is initiated by your soul. And it's just you in the void, because you're in the void, it is just you. But lovelies, the recognition, if you can know you are in the alchemical process, if you can say, I'm in a process with my soul, my heart, and the earth, it does make it a lot easier. Hence this recording. So I hope that that's useful to you guys. And I'll end this with a saying that that I love, which is, enjoy today, for tomorrow we may purify. We may have our alchemical process, our own personal pralaya, or our own deep soul initiated purification. And if we do, hopefully this will help you hold yourself there until it passes, which it will. Okay, lovelies, lots and lots of love, and I'll speak to you again soon. Okay, bye.